Nolte, anti-Trump Grammy Awards collapse to all-time ratings low with young viewers. By John Nolte on January 28, 2020. Sunday's telecast of the anti-Trump Grammy Awards collapsed to a 12-year low, according to the latest Nielsen ratings. But in the coveted 18-49 age demo, the all-important demo that sets advertising rates, the Grammys hit an all-time low. As far as total viewers, the 18.7 million who tuned in on Sunday was just a touch above the Grammy all-time low of total viewers, 17 million back in 2006. But when you consider the fact that, since 2006, the American population has increased from 299 million to 330 million, by a full 30 million people, that tells you just how big of a failure Sunday night was. The far-left Hollywood Reporter spins it the best it can. Sunday's Grammys broadcast delivered the show's smallest audience since 2008, 17.18 million viewers, and its lowest 18-49 rating ever. The all-time low in viewers came in 2006, when 17 million people tuned in. Despite the declines, the Grammy broadcast is the most watched entertainment program of the 2019-20 season so far and the highest rated among adults 18-49. Beating the Globes in both instances, 18.33 million, 4.7. For some real context, and as a means to expose just how bad this number is, back in 2017, 26 million tuned in. In 2012, 40 million tuned it. Since 1977, Grammy Award viewership has landed in the teens only on 9 occasions, 2 of those times in the last 2 years. And let's not forget that the untimely and tragic death of basketball legend Kobe Bryant quickly became part of the Grammy narrative as it became known the award show would become a tribute to the beloved former Laker, who died at 41 on Sunday in a helicopter crash. But even that, even the raw emotion of that tragedy could not boost the ratings. We all know why everyone stayed away in droves, including, of all people, young people. And yet, no one in the sycophantic entertainment media will even suggest it. Everyone knew Sunday's show would be a joyless political tirade. And no one looks forward to that, not even one-third of the people who voted for Hillary Clinton in 2016. What should have been a night filled with fun, joy, celebration, and yes, sex, is instead a sexless night of hectoring, bigotry against traditional Americans, and hate. Who wants to watch that? Obviously, close to no one. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.